Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Some like it, some don't. How about you? Some like it, some don't. I do.
Stop miming, Steve. That's Steve Love on record, on CD, and living on an island. And I'm glad to say that he's actually in the studio with his mouth organ and guitar and wearing shorts as well, so it must be summertime. But first, welcome, Steve Love.
And my Isle of Wight hat as well, with my my squirrel and my scooter and my butterfly and all those things on it.
I saw all of that. You've got a unique look, let's be honest.
It's me. I'm Steve Love's Isle of Wight songs. They're the only songs I do, so I need to need the hat and badges to go with it.
And they are fun songs, and you put a smile on everyone's face.
Including my own.
Well, good for you. I mean, are you ever going to get the what do they call them, the symbols between the knees? Would you ever go that far?
No, I think my knee's not quite enough when I'm up on a big stage without putting symbols on them as well.
Do you know what, you've been coming into Vectis Radio for a few years now, and I know you helped us out at an event we did last year, which we raised quite a lot of money to, so thank you for that. And I say you're just a terrific guy, bags and bags of personality, and there you were at the competition last year. Was it last summer?
Yeah, the Island Has Talent last year. I was a runner-up, so I've managed to be second in the Isle of Wight songwriting contest, third in it. Runner-up in the Island Has Talent, but what I've never done is won gold like you have, Ian, with the Community Station of the Year with Vectis Radio. Absolutely fabulous, and congratulations, and your T-shirt is gold.
Not yellow.
Not yellow.
Thank you, and I will say this, you know, because you're part of the station, it's partly yours as well.
A tiny, weeny, weeny bit. I'm very proud to be associated, but no, it's been a fantastic, fantastic achievement for the island, and we need to find a big way to celebrate it. And if you want some music, I'll come along and do it.
Oh, fantastic. You'll be top of the bill. Top of the bill, will.
Suits me.
Now, you've been away recently and written some more songs.
Yeah, we cleared off for a couple of months. My wife's an artist and book writer, so she took 2 months out to disappear to a tiny cold cottage in France to write books and do pictures. Left me nothing to do except drink wine and write songs. So I'm back on the island with a whole new bunch for this summer, yes.
And a crate of wine.
There's not much wine left.
Yeah. Right, okay. So we just played you Living on an Island, which is an oldie but a goldie. So everything you're going to play for us now is all new.
Yeah, these are going to be first time ever on the radio. And then when we finish, I'm going to go home and listen to the podcast and see what they sound like.
Oh, fantastic. So what are you going to do for us first?
Well, I've done songs about lots of things on the island, but there's a few gaps. This is one for anybody who's ever done a trip to the mainland in their car and cut it a bit fine to catch the ferry home. It's called Got a Ferry to Catch, and it goes like this. M6, M1, M25, it's all I've done is drive, drive, drive. No time to take, no rest, no break, it's late. And it's all I'll do, no stop, no pause, till I drive through those big bow doors. Got a ferry to catch, and ferries just don't wait. I got a ferry to catch, get out of my way. Got a ferry to catch, last one today. Gonna make that ferry, gonna take me home tonight. Gonna catch that ferry, gotta go, go, go. Don't ask how fast, best you don't know. Got a ferry to catch, back to the Isle of Wight. Guildford, Godalming, Bram shot through Hindhead Tunnel, giving all I've got through Hazelmere, so clear that outside lane. Liphook, Hornbeam and Waterlooville, Red Bull, caffeine, now I can't sit still, whatever it takes to take me home again. I might still make it if I speed up more, lay off that brake foot to the floor, needle for the revs is sat on red. Haven't next clear all the way, it looks like it's my lucky day, lights of Portsmouth City shine ahead. Cars and lorries in a mall, hard shoulder gets me past them all, ignore that speedo, dial eyes on the road. Slip road left, I'll soon be there, maybe even time to spare, and just another mile left to go. I got a ferry to catch. Get out of my way, got a ferry to catch. Last one today, gonna make that ferry, gonna take me home tonight. Gonna catch that ferry, gonna go, go, go. Don't ask how fast, best you don't know. Got a ferry to catch, back to the Isle of Wight. I slowed down to a crawl, I watched my speedo needle fall. There's nose to tail traffic through the town, and there's 14 sets of lights ahead, each one yellow turning red. I pulled in as the barriers came down, and I watched my ferry go on its way without me on board that day. Turning from the harbour past the tower, then I remembered there's one last boat. There's one late ferry still afloat from Lymington, leaving in an hour. I got a ferry to catch, get out of my way. Got a ferry to catch, last one today. Gonna make that ferry, gonna take me home tonight. I gotta catch that ferry, gotta go, go, go. Don't ask how fast, cause you don't know. Got a ferry to catch, back to the Isle of Wight. Got a ferry to catch, don't get in my way tonight.
Hey! Get out of my way.
I had that feeling more than once.
How brilliant, how brilliant. You wrote that in France?
Yes, but the further away I am from the island, the more I miss it.
I bet, yeah. I bet. I mean, but being somewhere else and writing songs... So I'm guessing you're just thinking of back home and putting pen to paper and so on.
It's strange, but come to think of it, yes, quite a lot of my songs have been when I've been away from the island. I don't know whether it's sort of pining for it or whether I'm just so busy that I never get time when I'm here, but it sort of drops into place, yeah.
Were you tempted to write some French songs while you were there?
No, they're only Isle of Wight songs.
Only Isle of Wight.
The only songs I know, the only songs I do.
Fair enough.
But there's just so much on the island to write songs about. The place is, it's amazing. Every time I think I've run out of things to write about, I just open the county press or something like that, and there's something else gone and happened, or somebody's done something or said something, and... off we go again, and here comes another one.
So what's the next one you're going to do?
Well, the next one is about the floating bridge.
Right.
But okay. It's a bit different. I've done lots of songs about the floating bridge breaking down. I'd probably do a whole album of them, or even a festival of them. But I thought it's been a bit unfair, because ferries have feelings too. And, well, I think they do. And
that's not the same name of the track, is it? Ferries have feelings too.
No, this one is... I'm trying to sort of... picture things from the floaties' point of view for a change.
From the floaties.
This song is called Unchained Floatie. First time ever on radio anywhere in the world. Oh, said the floatie, floating to and fro, while yachts and ferries sail by and out to sea they go. I watch them leaving on the tide, I watch them home again, while I just float from side to side, fastened to a chain. And oh, said the floatie, if only I were free to float away for just a day, how happy I would be. I long to brave an ocean wave, to share a shipping lane. Those seven seas, will someone please release me from my chains? And oh, said the floatie, won't you look at me? All I go is to and fro, I've never seen the sea. But then for the floatie came her lucky day. A ferris fault, a rusty bolt, her chain just fell away. And oh, said the floatie, floating on the tide, as past the mole away she stole for the ocean wise. And oh, said the floatie, won't you look at me? I'm supposed to go to and fro, but now I'm off to sea. Well, she floated past the Needles, all round Compton Bay. St. Catherine's light then out of sight, her chains all cast away. She saw an aircraft carrier, she rounded Beachy Head. She sighted the Thames barrier, saw Rotterdam ahead. And oh, said the floaty, won't you look at me? I used to go to and fro, but now I'm out to sea. When the people came next day and they saw she wasn't there, they thought she'd just gone away for yet some more repair. But when the wind and currents veered, they brought her home again, and they sent aboard an engineer to fix her broken chain. But oh, said the floaty, what fun I can't deny. Next time my chain is faulty, I'll have another try. I'll cruise the Caribbean or see Africa, she said. Or perhaps I might see Northern Lights or make off round the bend. And oh, said the floaty, won't you look at me? I'll just go to and fro, waiting patiently. And next time you complain that the floaty stopped again, perhaps she's only slipped her chain. Who knows where she will be?
You never fail to put a smile on my face, and others too. They're happy tunes, funny, and it must take you forever to write the lyrics, won't it?
It's they come all in a sort of rush, so perhaps, you know, 10-20 minutes and jot them all down. It then takes weeks and weeks to sort of iron out all the words that don't rhyme and the bits that don't scan, and tidy it and polish it and test it all out on the missus, and then go back and start again. So it's a long process, but the first bit's quick, the fun bit is quick, writing it, the hard work bit is then actually making it,
honing it, fine-tuning it, and so on. So I mean, just say for instance one song, how long does it take you roughly?
Well, this next one took about, gosh, I said just a few minutes, because it's a subject very close to home.
Right.
It's a song for all the people who, just because you have a home on the Isle of Wight, your friends, kids, grandchildren, relatives, gods and so on, all think that you're running a free hotel in the holidays.
Right.
So, shall I do that one?
Get ready with that. Before you do, tell us about your CDs as well.
No new CD this year. I'm still haven't sold all the last 3 years.
Right,
I'm working through them. But I've got three CDs out, all with 20 different Isle of Wight songs, all happy, chirpy ones. They sort of take a good-natured poke at island life, but only in the way that you would tease an old friend, you know. So, but they cover everything from ferries to steam trains to yachties to coffee shops to fishing to festivals to lifeboats, outdoor swimming, island heroes, crab pasties, landslides, the umbrella tree in East Cowes, mermaid gin, the island spaceman, how to get across the island, how to get across the Solent without paying, dogs, all sorts of things, girls. There's three of them. There's Isle of Wight Girl, and there's Living on Isle of Wight Time, and there's One Way Ticket to the Isle of Wight. If anybody hasn't got a CD who'd like one, they're a fiver each, or special offer, one of each for 15. I make so little on them, I can't afford to discount them.
No, that's fine.
But if anybody would like any, then you'll find me, Steve Love, on Facebook. I'm usually pop up somewhere near the top, Steve Love on Facebook. Or you could always just email Ian Mack at Vectis Radio and he'll pass it on.
I will. And honestly, I mean, what, you get about 20 tracks on each CD, don't you?
I know, cheap as chips, yeah, and that's a fiver. So
let's be honest, if you're thinking about having a barbecue soon, these are the sorts of songs that you could, you know, stick in a CD machine, have it in the garden, play some music, be entertained, and a smile on your face and so on. And I think they'll be perfect for you. So get in touch, get yourself a CD, and all three for 15, special rate, and make that barbecue go with a swing.
Thank you, yes. So invite me along and I'll just play. Well, you can give me free food.
Even better. So what are you going to do for us now?
On that same subject of barbecues, can I just send a little plug? I play and sing all these songs all over the island for community groups, charities, stuff that's for local people. I don't charge. If somebody's making a load of money, I'll have some of it. But if it's community stuff or Vectors Radio, it's all free.
Good for you. Massive heart, and I say that's what people like about you, Steve. You're a fun guy, you're an entertainer with a big heart.
Well, that's very sweet of you. Let's see if this next song meets the test. Right, this song's called Grandma's Gone to the Isle of Wight. It's got a chorus which you can join in at home, or Ian, you can join in if you like. I don't mind at all. The chorus is going to go... Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight. We all helped her pack. Yes, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight and she's not coming back. My kids haven't heard this one yet. I can't wait till they hear it. That's the chorus. Here's the verse. She went there on the old folks' outing weekend by the sea. When she got home, she said, no doubting where I want to be. I'm moving out tomorrow night. You can help me pack. I'm moving to the Isle of Wight, I'm not coming back. She said, I've found a little place, look, I've got the key. It's a two-room cottage, not much space, just enough for me. Well, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, we all helped her pack. Yes, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, and she's not coming back. She's built a shed in a garden there, painted blue and pink. For her easel and her rocking chair, says it's her place to think. She paddleboards when the sea is calm and feeds the squirrels daily. Volunteers at the donkey farm and learning ukulele. She says when she's in the mood and she feels the inclination, she goes swimming in the nude. Gram, too much information. Well, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, we all helped her pack. Yes, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, and she's not coming back. We're all off to see Grandma, it's the holiday. We'll load the kids into the car and set off on our way. We'll stay in Grandma's free hotel and loot her larder shelves. Forage through her fridge as well, we like to help ourselves. We can sleep in Grandma's bed, she can have the chair. We'll put four kids in her pink shed, we'll squeeze them all in there. And if we need for any more, it's Lilo's on the kitchen floor. Cause Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, we all helped her pack. Yes, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, and she's not coming back. She cooks our food and makes our drink while we swim and play. Grandma's at her kitchen sink 16 hours a day. Gran, we're going out for a bit, see what we can find. You'll stay home and babysit, we know that you don't mind. We'll watch her telly, spend her cash, fill her bath with sand. Drink her sherry, smoke her stash, ain't Grandma's grand. Well, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, we all helped her pack. Yes, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, and she's not coming back. But when our holiday is done, she's in tears by her gate. She says, come back soon now, everyone, cause Grandma's just can't wait. 2, 3, 4. Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, let's all go and pack. Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, and we're all coming back. Yes, Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, let's all go and pack. Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight, you bet we're coming back. Grandma's gone to the Isle of Wight.
Fabulous.
Based on experience.
You just create a vision. You're telling a story, and I can see, and I had to quickly push it out of my head when you say Granddad was in the nude, or Grandma was in the nude. I think, yeah, don't go there. I don't want to think about that. But you just have this vision. You paint a lovely story, and you can almost see it, can't you?
Lovely island. It's just, you know, lots of people paint it in pictures and paintings and photographs. I just paint my little pictures in words.
So, I mean, obviously, you get inspired by what you see on the Isle of Wight, because that's where the songs come from. But musically, who inspires you?
A whole mixture of things. Chuck Berry, because he sort of broke the mould. Before him, people sang songs that had been written for them. He was pretty much the first person who actually sang his own songs and made it respectable to write a song and then sing it. So we owe him a lot. George Formby, for sort of frantic... that Grandma's Gone to the Isle of Wight, that could be a sort of...
Yeah.
Inspired by, you know, the sort of thrashing the guitar and, or in his case, the ukulele and you know, belting out the words. A bit of cheekiness as well from him, you know, squeeze a bit of that in. Bob Dylan, the harmonica sort of feel into the songs. I would say they're my big three, possibly.
Do you listen to a lot of theirs as well?
Have done. And never saw Bob Dylan. Did see Chuck Berry 3 times. Didn't see George Formby. He was a bit before my time.
Just to clarify that.
Yeah. I get myself out to as many of the Isle of Wight's open mic nights and folk nights and music nights and that sort of thing, just to, I get musical inspiration from listening to other people's songs, and I'll think, oh, that's a group of chords that works, or the next one I'm going to do, How the Isle of Wight Was Made. I got the idea just listening to somebody else singing a song, and I thought, that's not what the song's about, but there's a line in there, I'm going to have that. So it's just... when you're out there in among music, it just bubbles up to the surface.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I was listening to the last song. I kept thinking, and there's lots of people that I, you know, that I think that sounds similar. But I know that we've spoken about this before. There was the great Laurie. Was it Laurie Sayer?
Laurie Sayer. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I should have mentioned. Yes, he's another of the inspirations. He'd be there on my list of 10 Desert Island discs, I think.
But I was also hearing it. Do you remember Richard Digents?
Yes, 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 yes.
Because I just picture him, guitar, and, you know, singing words that made you laugh and chuckle.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, Max Boyce as well, for those who sort of remember that by far. Again, some of his sort of Welsh songs.
I've picked
some of his tunes and none of his ideas, but I've sort of...
All right.
Well, I'm saying I haven't pinched his ideas. Yeah, there's a whole load of people. It's singing to entertain, and I try and, I'd rather get a laugh than a round of applause.
Oh, well, you're getting a laugh and as well as a round of applause as well. But that's the great attitude to have, isn't it? And it comes through the songs. You know, it's all about smiling. It's all about fun. Yeah. It is definitely. So is this the final song you're doing?
I've got as many as you like, but how's your time going?
Well, let's see how we go.
See how we go. Let's do this one, right? I do. I was stood in my garden back in December, and as my feet sank through the thin crust of grass into the sort of slimy morass of clay and mud that lies beneath the Isle of Wight surface for several months of the year, I thought, "Where's all this squelch come from?" Well, I found out. How the Isle of Wight was made. When God was done building Britain from Durness Point to Dover, he said, "Oh drat, just look at that, got all this stuff left over. A pile of clay, it's brown and grey, it's yellow, blue and red. It cannot stay, it's in the way. What shall I do?" he said. So he made a mighty spade and swung it heartily. He said, "Lo, there it go, I'll bung it in the sea." He picked his spot and slung the lot, he sent it out of sight. And that's the way his pile of clay became the Isle of Wight. Then he looked around and there he found a massive mound of mud, a claggy heap a mile deep left over from the flood. He worked away with scoop and spade to fill a mighty bucket, and that's when he said, "In the sea is where I'm going to chuck it." He said, "All this ooze gets on my shoes, I'll heave it to a height." And with a splat, all of that was on the Isle of Wight. He had lots of blocks of chalky rocks and barrow loads of rubble. He said, "To toss all this across won't give me any trouble. Then round the back he found a sack of bones in great profusion. From dinosaurs, he said, they'll cause creationists confusion. He said, all these bones and rocks and stones are something of a blight. So with a crash, a giant splash, they hit the Isle of Wight. Then to England he turned his hand to plant a paradise of fields and flowers and brooks and boughs like Eden, just as nice. But all the weeds and nettle seeds he threw them in a heap, with every kind of thorn and spine he didn't want to keep. He said, all these weeds no one needs, I'm going to have to smite. He dug them all and watched them fall on the Isle of Wight. He said, all this mess, I must confess, it's like a building site. I've got just the place for all this waste, it's the Isle of Wight. He said, I should have a good clear out tonight. Don't need a skip, I'll just fly tip it on the Isle of Wight. But then when he came back to see how it had all turned out, he shook his head and then he said, of this there is no doubt. Goes to show you never know, no you can never tell, that England that I had planned has not come out so well. But then when he looked out to sea, he said, well glory be, that little isle, my rubbish pile, turned out perfectly.
Wonderful. Do you remember when Elvis did that Are You Lonesome Tonight, and there was a laughing version? Do you ever change lyrics and then crack up and you know, lose it? Have you ever done that?
Yep. There's one song I lose it every time. I won't. I'll do it another time. But well, I'll have to steel myself.
right.
It's not so much, no, I don't so much crack up. What I do though, I change the songs all the time, because depending where I'm playing, I sort of pride myself that anywhere I'm playing, I can sort of have several songs that have got that particular town or village in it.
Right.
And so all the way I'm sort of changing the words as I'm singing to make sure that, you know, so I'm playing in Yarmouth tomorrow night, for example.
Whereabouts are you playing tomorrow?
At the community centre, it's a thing called a figgy gig. There's some people in Yarmouth really putting on a great music evening about once a month, and they've invited me along.
So get yourself along there and get your CD.
By the time I get there, they will... they'll think I've written a whole load of songs, especially for Yarmouth.
All right, so you're in Newport now.
Newport now.
So let's have a Newport song then,
right,
to finish up with.
Okay, let's try. I think this one probably applies to anywhere.
Do you have to go, because you've only got something there, do you have to cross out the lyrics and put Newport in, or does it come naturally?
No, this song applies, I think, to most of the island.
Okay.
Right, Newport, and quite a few other bits of the island. I've got this sort of... There's a few bits in Newport. I know you have to pay for parking in quite a lot of it. There's still a few bits where you can park for a couple of hours or an hour or so, and then you have to move.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, free parking 1 hour, no return within 2 hours, all that sort of thing. And I know there are people, not just Newport, but everywhere, who will spend all day sort of moving their car from place to place.
Oh, wow.
You know, you're probably on one of these yourselves, right? So, let's try this song. There's still some places that I know, still some streets where you can go, where you can park your car for free. I won't tell you where, so don't ask me, but only for an hour tops. After that, permission stops, and the wardens here are too damn hot, so you have to move to another spot. So every hour there's one big race to grab another parking space. From offices and shops and bars, out they come to move their cars. Round the corner, down the street, sometimes only 20 feet. It's all commotion and kerfuffle, it's the Isle of Wight, on the hour, on street parking shuffle. The dentist said, now open wide, that tooth is dead, gone bad inside. He jammed his needle in my lip, grabbed his pliers and got a grid. trapped my tooth and tried a twist, then saw the watch around his wrist. Up he shot with some kerfuffle. He said, oh no, just a mo, is that the time I've got to go? Done my, I gotta move by car. It's the Isle of Wight, on the hour, on the street parking shuffle. The vicar prayed, the widow cried, the mourners standing by their side. The bearers marching solemn pace, raised the coffin, somber face. Then the undertaker cursed, said, come on lads, gotta move that hearse. And off they ran in some kerfuffle. They said, oh no, just a mo, is that the time we've got to go? We've done our arm, gotta move our car. To the Isle of Wight, on the hour, on street parking shuffle. Since it's coronation week, their flags are out for the royal visit. Not often they come here, is it? Bands are playing and the weather's fine, and the crowds are waving down the line. She reaches forward, tugs his sleeve, says, come on Charles, one's got to leave. One's done, one's all, gotta move one's car. Charlie says, my time up too, why doesn't one just swap with you? Let's do the on-street shuffle. I love the girl, sweet as can be. I went down on my bended knee, held out a ring for her to see. I asked her, will you marry me? She looked around and saw the clock. She said, my car, her face in shock. Then she rushed off with some kerfuffle. She said, oh no, just a mo, is that the time I've got to go? I've done my, I've got to move my car. To the Isle of Wight, on the hour, on street parking shuffle. Well, I waited for her all day long, wondered what could have gone wrong, and something's most peculiar. She doesn't even have a car. I've five more songs yet to sing, they're pretty good. Got everything, got stories, rhymes and jokes for you, choruses to join in too. But, oh no, just a mo, is that the time I've got to go? I've done my, I've got to move my car. I'll say to her, I've got to move my car. Got to move my car, so there you are. I'm off to do the Isle of Wight, on the hour, on street parking shuffle. And with that, he grabbed his car keys and guitar, and looking worried, rushed out of the studio.
Yeah, and there'll be people listening to this doing exactly the same thing. Ah, what a stressful life that would be to do that. You don't fail to put a smile on my face, and I know that other people have commented too on hearing your songs. The lyrics make people laugh. They make people smile, and it just makes the world a better place. So thank you for being in it, Steve Love. Will you come back again?
Anytime, yes, with pleasure.
Thank you, and don't forget CDs. Yep. You can, you're appearing at, did you say Yarmouth tomorrow?
Yarmouth at Community Hall in Yarmouth tomorrow evening. But yes, CDs, you won't make me rich, but you make me happy. Very happy to come and play at community events, charity events. I don't charge on the island. But again, a great big congratulations to Vectis Radio and to you, Ian, personally, because you've been a huge part of it, for your gold Community Station of the Year Industry Award. Fabulous. Well done.
Thank you. And thank you for spending some time with us, Steve. It's always great to do so. Take care of yourself. Till next time. Thank you.